Hello, hello. So, welcome to day six. And so, how is everybody doing today? I'm recording this and sending it so we didn't have our before and after Q&A to kind of check in to see how's everyone doing. And I know it's been an intense week, and that was kind of the purpose to get things rolling. And I know sometimes it can be a little much to all of a sudden just be like, okay. Learn how to swim, I'm going to shove you in the deep end. And to do it in the most loving and compassionate way to be of assistance. But because the thing is, sometimes if we don't know something's coming, we don't know to guard and protect ourselves. So, hope I am. My intention was that none of you all would feel like you were pushed in the deep end without saying, hey, I don't know how to swim, or I need a life preserver, and have understood the benefit of being guided in lovingly into addressing those inner child wounds without knowing, if we knew ahead, this is what we were doing today, you may be like, I don't know about that, or your ego would have been like, no, we're not going there. Especially if there is a wound that benefits the ego. And so many times our ego will block us from addressing those wounds if it no longer is going to have power over you because of those that it feeds upon. I apologize for all that reflection. And that you've been able to honor what's coming up. And if it needs to be that you need to be sit and be present with it and take a break, that's okay. I want you all to honor the process and what's coming up for you. And as always, I say, if you need any private assistance, get in touch with me. And if we need to, we can jump on a Zoom and address this one-on-one. So for today's, it had me take a drive and I was going to do the recording there. And when I went to reach in my purse, my phone wasn't there. And I was like, what? Where's my phone? It was up in my car, which was up over the hill, down the road in the parking lot. And I thought, well, I'll go back up there and get the phone. When I was going to come back, all these people pulled in. I was like, okay, I received what I needed to. So I went to the David Crockett birthplace or homestead, and it's right along the Nolichucky River here in Tennessee. And it was very peaceful, very calm. And I walked through the homestead, because after that's where I sent my friend off. I thought, well, I'll go ahead and just go this way. It was wanting me to go. There was a all week it's been saying it wanted me to go out to either record for you all or to bring the energy back. And haven't quite tapped in to see what it is exactly, but no matter what, you all are going to receive the frequencies just through me speaking today. And the biggest aspect that comes to mind is the river. And normally that river's moving pretty quick. But today it was really calm and it was really low, which is odd because we've had a lot of rain recently. But a little bit further around the bend, there's a campground, and it sounds like they may have made like a man-made waterfall, but you could hear the water falling and you could see that it dropped off. But the only way you could get in there is if you were camping. So it's almost like, because normally I like to go to waters when I want to help clear energy, but what it's showing me is where the waters were more calm and still, it's to mirror back to you all that yes, this has probably been an upheaval week, but things are starting to calm down. And the more you can disconnect yourself from the collective, even if each day all you got to say is, I now choose to completely disconnect from the collective consciousness. And then, reground yourself. And sometimes you find you may have to do that several times a day, especially on days where there's a lot brewing and coming up, and especially if you go out and you're around people or interacting with anyone, you may find that you need to disconnect because they may be fully plugged in. And they may have brought that static into your field. So you may even find you need to do that throughout the day. So for the asking today, it's a little bit long-winded again. So it was, what will assist us with continued integration that addresses the other layers above and below? So say this was your root trigger. You can still have roots and tentacles that came out from that. So see it as if this was potatoes. And you know, the potatoes are going to be growing below. This is the earth. So the potatoes are going to grow below the surface of the earth. Well, the potatoes are going to have roots below it too. So even though I said we were getting to the root cause, we found your wound. But many times, like I say, there's going to be those tentacles that go even further, and that connect you back to an ancestor, almost 100% for sure that where those came from, and it manifested into what you found that's affecting you in this lifetime. It's almost like it could have been laying dormant for thousands of years, waiting for the person down the lineage that would be able to address it and heal it. And that was you. And so this is what today I said, we're going to do the above and the below. Because even though we say, you know, you've got that potato and we've pulled the potato up out of the ground, there may be stuff when it was unearthed that kind of got left behind or got dropped onto the surface. Does that make sense? All right, so I'll start over. What will assist us with continued integration that addresses the other layers above or below the triggers we brought to the surface this week and allow for deeper reflection so that we can fully utilize the wisdom from our addressed triggers for our highest and best good? And so what arose was the white spider orchid, and it's right on the money. And so this one is, they call it the caregiver. And its positive qualities are sustaining and maintaining love, rise above with purpose. And then your more problem areas, why it would be indicated, would be you're overwhelmed. There's sadness, there's anguish, there's introversion, aversion. So you got to think what all got brought up this week. So this is tapping into the negative aspects of why you would need this. So those emotions to then flip it and make it more sustaining, maintaining, love rise above and within your purpose. So that goes into where I was talking about the reflection and allowing that you can then utilize the wisdom for your highest and best good. So it says it's the essence to bring love in caring to the darkest corners of the universe without being devastated by the intensive and sometimes overwhelming suffering around you. And I would even say the suffering within yourself. For those who seek to make this planet a better place for all, to inspire those in the caring professions and in volunteer service. Let me think how to say this word. I guess this is just, it looks like we'd say endearing, but it's it's engendering. I don't know if that's endearing. That doesn't look right. Engendering. Let me look that up because I want to grasp what that means. Hold on. So it's engendering. So it means to bring into existence, give rise to procreate or propagate. That goes very much into our asking. So for us to be able to utilize the wisdom. So we're going to be creating, producing, to bring above or give rise to. Bring into existence. I like that. All right, so when we go back over, so it says to inspire those in the caring professions and in volunteer service, in Jadeering, so we're saying we're bringing into existence a higher perspective on the purpose of the pain in the journey of the soul. So that right there answers my asking that would allow for the deeper reflection so that you can then utilize that wisdom and see the beauty in all that that trauma brought into your life. Because when I said when you can step back, go above and see everything from the grander perspective, that bird's eye view, you're going to be able to fully understand what was going on. And it's going to help you see your perspective and how that shaped and affected your life. How the other players, you remember I said in your storyline, what was their perspective and how did it affect their lives? And what did it end up leading them to do or not to do? So when we gain new knowledge and new perspectives, it changes everything. It's the game changer. And so now that we've acquired all this, so kind of envision as if you've got a table out in front of you. You've got all these little trinkets laying there that all are attached to that story, the story that told the tale of the journey of what led up to the trauma, what happened during the trauma, and what is unfolded after. Not only for you, but for every player in your scenario. So if you were to walk up to the table, now you can choose, pluck from the table, different trinkets that really resonate with you. All the others will remain. They will be there at any time you want to come back for them. But I want you to go and pluck the ones that are screaming the loudest. Take me, take me, take me. Those are the nuggets of wisdom that your soul and your higher self is saying we need now at this moment to bring into, we're going to engendering, we're going to bring into existence this new life. And I think that's perfect, especially this being our last day with the, this is day 6 of our using the flower essences. Tomorrow will be the meridian. And then next week we shift into a new category. So to continue on, so it says the spiritual qualities, suffering seems so senseless. We feel there cannot be any good in it. It makes us feel that the world is unfriendly and inflicts pain randomly. When we are seeing the suffering of others, we can feel so helpless. Even when we are doing everything we can, at that point, the highest spiritual perspective will help us through, not by cutting us off from the painful realities, but by seeing the benevolent process of life, working through to reach the phases of regeneration and renewal. With this understanding, we can help speed these processes, all the while restoring our ideals in the goodness of life. And I like how it says, you know, restoring that balance of the goodness of life, because many times after we've gone through whether it be a minor trauma or a deeply severe trauma, we many times can lose hope or lose faith and trust and think that, you know, maybe you don't deserve any better or nothing good is ever going to come out of your life or come from this, that, you know, you don't deserve these things. So now this is coming in to regenerate and bring renewal so that that restoration can take place. And that's part of where I was asking for the continued integration. So to go into the mental and emotional health aspects. So it says, for those with humanitarian aims who find themselves unable to cope with the anguish that they experience, this can lead to sadness and introversion. For those who are sensitive to the pain of others and feel too paralyzed to be able to change the situation, for the caregiver who can't go on. And for those with high ideals who have been abused and now find life intolerably hard. So that's what I was just kind of saying before. You could have gone through a deeply severe trauma that caused you to lose all trust in other people, lose all hope and faith in life, in your existence, and that, you know, what's my purpose? Especially, I like the first one talking about the humanitarian. I can vouch for this. When you go into another country and you see the suffering that's going on and there's maybe nothing you can do, it changes you. It alters your whole existence and your life. You almost go through a period of mourning the helplessness and feeling that you were letting people down because that you couldn't do anything, but technically you couldn't. You can't change the culture. You can't change their beliefs. You're one person. Not that I'm saying that one person can't create great change, but when there is an immense problem and it is ingrained in their culture and their society, one person coming in that's an outsider, you're going to be hitting up some brick walls. And so it takes a toll. And that's basically why I end up having to leave the village, because I just couldn't take the anguish any longer. And plus there was more to it. My life was endangered, but because they didn't like how I was, they call meddling in their existence, how they did not want anyone changing their ability to be abusive. So the other thing it says the healing enables a person to emphasize with the suffering of others without being thrown off course or unduly disturbed by insensitive acts. When this happens, the person is able to relieve suffering and not get sucked into and burnt out in the process. Being able to continue such work is essential for a better. So it's almost like this should be something everybody should have in their knapsack when they go do, you know, maybe volunteer work overseas to help you to better understand, be able to come from a place of compassion without getting sucked into the vortex of suffering. So an affirmation they have here is, I give you a world of love, full of sweet embraces, people sharing a fellowship of supporting one another. Every broken heart heals, bathed in the light. I like that. And that last part is something we should do constantly with ourselves, especially when we are healing, is bathe your heart in light. Even if you want to kind of take it and visualize in your mind, I'm going to see, like, if you're out in the woods, you go down to the edge of the water, and I'm going to see it's nighttime, the moon shining on the water, and you walk into this body of water and almost visualizing that water is glowing, like it's absorbed all the light from the moon. The moon's still up there, but it's absorbing. Now the water is beaming this beautiful white light, and it's opening itself up and enveloping you in this light. And so it's cocooning your entire body. It's supporting you. It's holding you. It's holding you in this light. And it may be something that you all can go do for yourselves when you feel the overwhelm is up to here, especially this week where I've been doing a lot of this deeper healing with you all, is to go step into the waters, visualize yourself walking into those waters and allow the light to just completely envelop you into it. So let's get this installed and allow it to begin to work with you all. Hopefully will help bring better understanding and more peace and calm. Because when we have that understanding, a lot of times it brings it down to the point where it's not having any other layers that are re-triggering. We're able to see the grander perspective, take the wisdom from it, and move on and not get sucked into the story. Okay, so let's assume the position. Left palm up, right hand over your heart. We ask for, accept, align with, and hold this Anahata code with gratitude. We align with the white spider orchid. 4-4-9-2-8-6-5-4-0-8-3. 4-4-9-2-8-6-5-4-0-8-3. 4-4-9-2-8-6-5-4-0-8-3. 4-4-9-2-8-6-5-4-0-8-3. 4-4-9-2-8-6-5-4-0-8-3. 4-4-9-2-8-6-5-4-0-8-3. 4-4-9-2-8-6-5-4-0-8-3. Left palm over your right. Take a nice deep cleansing breath in that allows the nuggets of wisdom to integrate into your essence, your aura, and your soul, so that you can begin to utilize them for the highest and best good for you. And of course, that good will ripple out to others. Ooh, that one was big. Hence why I yawned before I could get that wording out. I'm going to drink a water. Like I said in the prep video about the, you know, the water, if it's possible for you to go down near a body of water, that of course would be fantastic, but it may not be an option. Like I said, if you take a bath, soak your feet, soak your fingertips, soak your hands, whatever it is, get your body into some water. Be near some water, because we're definitely needing it. We're energetically going through a massive purge, not only collectively, but individually it's bringing up a purge. And so we may have a lot of toxins that come into the bloodstream, and you may be experiencing some upset bellies. I've dealt with that today. I'm having a bit of that headache with where it feels like the jaw is clamped down. And there's a lot that's wanting to leave from our throat chakra. So your throat chakra takes in your ears and your mouth. So the ability to speak and to hear. And then we're having a lot of third eye openings. We're getting a lot of that headaches. And where they're all here, oh, you know, you may just be having a lot of tension. So when we can be around or in water, it helps to cleanse that out. You increase your water if you can. Like I said, go back to those techniques for adding a little bit of salt and maple syrup and anything else that you feel called to kind of further assist your body with cleansing and clearing. And let's see. And the other thing it came to me that it was very strong that I feel like will help kind of have it. We will still have daily sessions, but it'll kind of allow for a little bit of a break. It was saying that for each weekend, let me look at the calendar real quick. It wants me to pre-record them. So let me bring up. But we would meet, so today's the 6th. Hold on, my phone's getting all these notifications. So it's basically saying for this weekend, it wants me to pre-record for Saturday and Sunday, which would be it's saying yes. So you will receive the email with tomorrow, day 7, which is going to be a meridian. And then day 8, we're going to be starting the first day of the second week. And that's where we will introduce the new category. Because I'm getting it, we need just a little simmering downtime where you don't feel you have an obligation, you know, to show up, to be here live. And we'll kind of see how next week plays. It may have us go do both Saturday and Sunday. It just depends. But this weekend, the biggest thing it's saying, it wants you to get out. And I know Rebecca really can't. She can, but she can't, you know, where the UK has gone into lockdown again. But I think you have a garden. So if you can at least get out and just be outside and to see what's wanting to come through, because there's a lot that's going to transpire this weekend. Energetically, my cat's over here agreeing. So you may want to kind of step away from everything. And so I was being guided when I was standing by the river to allow you all to just go with the flow, and that we'll meet live again on Monday, which would be the 9th. So today's day 6. So day 7 and day 8, I will pre-record an email and we will meet back on day 9 live Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. And so remember what I shared here in the video, because part where I was saying about the table, okay, where there's those different things that were laying there, because that's going to be part of today's soul work, okay? You all have a fantastic weekend, and I will get the recordings ready and pop them into your email each day, and I'll see you all back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.